Anti-Semitism is once again on the rise, and that should deeply concern us. Hatred towards Israel and the Jewish people is being expressed openly and without shame. How are we as Christians to respond? And does it really matter? Hello, I'm Uwe Betzing, Eastern Canada Coordinator with Bridges for Peace. Welcome to Israel Matters, a radio teaching series developed by Bridges for Peace Canada, where we explore the biblical significance of Israel and why it matters for followers of Jesus today. Today we will be hearing from Victoria James, National Development Director with Bridges for Peace. So without further ado, here's Victoria.
Welcome to Israel Matters. It's Victoria James again, the National Development Director for Bridges for Peace in Canada, building bridges between Christians and Jews in Israel and around the world. Last week, I likened dismissing the Abrahamic covenant to watching a shootout after three periods of hockey. Those three tough periods of toil and strain don't appear to matter at all. But the 35 long centuries since the covenant with Abraham was forged have crucial significance for both Jews and Christians and serve as a demonstration of God's steadfast love. The cutting of the covenant with Abraham in Genesis 15 follows the tradition of two parties walking between dissected animals, enacting if either party breaks the covenant, death would be their fate as well. But God puts Abraham to sleep and by himself walks between the pieces, meaning he alone is responsible for keeping both sides of the covenant. And we know that one side continuously broke it, but God the Father paid that price with the death of his only begotten Son. Well, why couldn't God just skip over all the Old Testament to the Jesus part? Many Christians see the Old Testament in this light, just useful as a morality lesson, but the history of wars and peace, judges and kings, exiles and returns are irrelevant. But they are not. They are the story of a real relationship, a real marriage, a real family life. God told Abraham in Genesis 15 that his offspring would be slaves in another land for 400 years, but he would lead them to possess it at the just time. We read their stories and wonder how this dysfunctional family are the pillars of the kingdom, even in the New Jerusalem. Well, there are highs and lows throughout, the miracles of Exodus and the giving of the law in Mount Sinai and the people worshiping the golden calf while they're waiting. Through the wilderness wandering, the conquest of Canaan and inhabiting the land of promise and rulers and kings, the people learn to very imperfectly trust and obey. And they learn that God was faithful to his promise. His covenant with Moses included their expulsion from the land if they disobeyed and worshiped other gods, and God kept his part. And they were exiled three times, and the last lasted nearly 2,000 years. But the land was still theirs. They just lost their privileges to it. They were humbled and learned through tough love of the deeper love of God that only wants their best and is committed to seeing them fulfill their calling. You know, it breaks my heart that the concept of covenant, especially marriage today, is lost. It's seen as an unnecessary burden. Why can't you just move on when a partner no longer fills your perceived needs? A covenant between two people requires patience, humility, and self-sacrifice, and it can look like war. It is not easy, but it is good. A covenant may cost more, requiring perseverance and a greater goal than immediate gratification, but all the emotional bells and whistles will follow. Without a covenantal commitment, our baggage is dragged to the next relationship, and we and our societies never enjoy the sweeter fruit of personal growth and sacrificial love. Well, God will never break his covenant with the Jewish people despite their repeated failures. He states this over and over, even amidst his litany of their sins, which leads to the most important lessons of the Old Testament period summarized by Paul in Romans 3:20, because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for the law, through the law, comes the knowledge of sin. The Old Testament demonstrates that the law is good, but perfect obedience is utterly unattainable because of our sinful nature. Next week, we will discover God's solution in the new covenant as promised in the old. Visit bridgesforpeace.com for resources and to donate to our work in Israel and Canada.
Thank you for listening to Israel Matters. As we've heard today from Victoria James, God's choosing of Israel still matters for Christians, and it invites us to reflect on his faithfulness, both to Israel and to us. Visit bridgesforpeace.com to see how Bridges for Peace is helping Christians stand with the Jewish people in Israel and all around the world. Join us next time as we continue exploring why Israel matters for Christians today.